Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today we are discussing America as it exists today, the America of Barack Hussein Obama, despite the government shutdown and the ongoing economic mess caused by the debt ceiling problems and Obamacare. This is the America of today. Speaking of Obamacare, the online exchanges opened on October 1st. Well, kind of. The sign-up computers have failed in many instances, and they're full of glitches. The president said he did not want this experience to be third world, but it seems that is close to what it is. In reality, he must be very embarrassed by all this, but this is his world, is Barack Obama's America. So let's look at some other things that illustrated. Let's look at what's going on in his food stamp program in Louisiana. A computer glitch with the food stamp program took the limit from the food stamp charge card. So people that had a few dollars or even a few cents on their cards had unlimited charge privileges. So thousands of people descended on Walmart with no limit cards, basically looted the store. When the glitch was repaired, the people left their full shopping carts in the middle of the store and left. This is a thin veneer of civilization. People on the edge of decivilizing. This is a third world America indeed. Speaking of third world, President Obama ordered the Park Service to close the national monuments, including the World War II Memorial, until the debt ceiling was raised. That's old news, but thousands of veterans from all over the country, some from even out of the country, came to Washington along with other supporters to protest the closings. The veterans broke through the barricades manned by the Park Service and occupied the memorial. Then they marched to the Lincoln Memorial and did the same thing. They carried all the barricades to the White House and piled them up in front. Convoys of trucks and motorcycles escorted the procession. No protest, of course, could be complete without politicians, so Sarah Palin and Ted Cruz showed up as well. With the federal government in gridlock, one can't help but wonder about the military, the U.S. military. What is its condition? Should the debt ceiling problems lead to actual default and then to social turmoil and unrest, what, if any, role would the U.S. military play inside the country? Martial law comes to mind. It seems that the Obama administration has been thinking the same way, busy converting the military into a force friendly to itself and to its policies. What do I mean by that? Well, an affirmative action program to replace leadership with more women and minorities, especially gays and lesbians. In addition, the Air Force just announced that two-star General Michael Carey has been relieved of his command of the 20th Air Force. He had 450 nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles under his command. Secret charges listed as, quote, conduct, and it was leaked that alcohol was the conduct. That was the culprit. Secret. But it all makes me very nervous. Less than 2 years ago, this man was promoted to Major General. And so, from superstar to drunk in a little over a year, not very believable in my mind. Reportedly, morale in the missile forces is not good. Many think the military is no longer an attractive career. This whole thing is chilling. And it stinks to high heaven. Coupled with non-payment of death benefits, repeated deployments, etc., a poor message. No wonder worker morale is low. This is the military of Barack Obama. In the meantime, on the other side of the world, China has called for the world to, quote, de-Americanize. This came at the same time Christine Lagarde, head of the International Monetary Fund, warned of, quote, massive disruptions the world over if the U.S. defaults and lack of trust in the U.S. signature develops. No wonder Mr. Obama wants his own people in charge of the military. It's his world, after all. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Monday, October 14th, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.